Proclamation number 6401 of 14th of November, 1955. God's word is life, light and power. He who hears my word hears me. But how can you recognize that I myself speak to you? So you seriously ask yourselves when my adversary oppresses you and wants to create doubts in you as to the truth of what you receive through the inner voice. Again and again you will fall into such doubts, although you will defeat them again and again. But this is his effort to keep you from intimate contact with me because he wants to prevent you from receiving my direct word. For he knows that my word is the light in which his activity is clearly recognizable, in which he can be unmasked by anyone who seeks the truth. But you possess a proof. You possess a living testimony of me, for my word gives you life, it gives you light and strength. And my word teaches you love. This alone is a testimony that eternal love speaks to you, and everyone who lifts out my teaching of love awakens to life and attains realization. What you receive through the inner word is not a dead word, it is life and light and strength in itself. For every person of goodwill will feel addressed by it, even if the origin is unknown to him. Because my word affects every person who does not offer me resistance. And thus the origin can calmly remain hidden from him. He need not know anything about the origin of what was presented to him. He feels that they are words of truth, for his soul is addressed and deeply touched because my strength animates this word which originated from me. And this strength never remains without effect where all resistance has been abandoned. And my adversary knows about the strength and power of my word, and he would like to extinguish the light. But he will not succeed because its effect is also unmistakable where it is received directly from me. Again and again he will indeed try to cast doubt into the heart, but the light already shines too brightly for his cunning and deceitfulness not to come to light. My word itself testifies to me in the truth, for there is an enlightenment which satisfies everyone who desires truth. My word, however, will only ever have an effect on those people who don't hostile me. Who, even if they don't think they can believe in me, nevertheless only want to acknowledge what corresponds to the truth. They cannot escape the impression that they are being addressed by a wise power to whom they now also willingly listen. Only the person who does not want to be in contact with this power and therefore still belongs to the one who has sworn enmity to me will completely reject my word. Those who ask questions will always receive clarification, but the clarifications will only satisfy those who desire the truth. And my word also touches him, because I myself also address him in my word. Therefore only consider the effect of what my word has conveyed to a person. And you will be able to judge for yourselves from whom the word originated. For anyone who allows himself to be addressed by me, who therefore is not my open opponent, to him I can also give light which, because it shines out of my love, also touches people charitably. And this then also be proof to you who speaks to you, that my word makes people happy, that they find fulfillment, that they are offered food which they can fill themselves with, and that their desire always increases and they constantly want to be fed. In the glow of the light of love everything is now also understandable to them, and never can untruth. Thus erroneous knowledge bring enlightenment to a person and therefore cannot make him happy either. But my adversary shuns the light of knowledge and tries everything to extinguish it again. But once a person has awakened to life, you will never return to darkness and the state of death. My word is light and life, and by it you recognize who speaks to you, and every doubt about the giver becomes invalid because you already have life. Amen.